German investigators who were looking into last week's mid-air collision of a Russian airliner and a DHL cargo plane say the likely cause of the accident was an air traffic control error. 71 people were killed in the crash on the German-Swiss border. Swiss prosecutors will now open a criminal investigation into the case. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
A minute before last week's crash, the pilot flying the Russian Tupolev jet received a warning from the plane's automatic collision avoidance system. "Traffic, traffic," the computer system warned, and instructed the pilot to climb. The same collision avoidance system aboard the DHL plane, meanwhile, warned the cargo pilot to descend. Had the pilots trusted their automated warning systems, the collision likely would not have taken place. But as the Russian pilot's warning system told him to climb, a Swiss air traffic controller instructed him to lose altitude, the same maneuver being undertaken at the same time by the DHL plane. An analysis of the Russian jet's voice recorder shows that, at first, the Russian pilot ignored the Swiss air traffic controller's command. But the Swiss controller repeated the order, and 14 seconds later, the Russian pilot obliged and decreased altitude. Within 30 seconds, it collided with a DHL Boeing 757. In Zurich, two air traffic controllers were on duty at the time. One was on a break. That day, the automatic collision warning system inside the Swiss control tower was switched off for routine maintenance. To make matters worse, the telephone lines were being repaired. Only one line was open. German air traffic controllers, just over the border in Karlsruhe, could see on their radar screens that the planes were about to collide. Axel Raab, one of the controllers, tried to call his Swiss colleagues.
Our air traffic controllers could see that the planes were on a collision course, so we tried to warn our colleagues in Switzerland who were handling the flights, but the telephone line was busy.
When the two planes collided, debris was sent over a 20-mile radius along the Swiss-German border. Most of the victims were Russian schoolchildren on their way to a holiday in Spain. Thousands of mourners gathered in the Russian city of Ufa today to bury the first set of bodies recovered from the crash. European officials in Brussels are now considering whether to revise minimum distance required between two airplanes. 6 months ago, European air traffic controllers agreed to reduce the distance requirement by half.